Well, what do we have here? So, you tried to break into our temple and steal from the goddess. And how did that turn out for you? You got captured. And now you're feeling a bit different, correct? Do you feel it growing? Is it getting hard to think? Don't worry. That is probably just my spell. You know what? Let me try and check if it works. And let's see if you can try and guess what it does. Maybe it's hard to guess. I want you to take a couple deep breaths with me. Try listening to your body while you do it. Now, you're going to hold your breath until I tell you while you listen to me. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Breathe out. Can you feel your blood rushing? Where is it going to? And now a second time. Breathe in. Feel it pounding through your veins. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And out. Once more. In. Is it rushing to your head? And out. Continue breathing on your own. So, did you guess what the spell does? Yes, it makes it harder for you to think. But that's actually just a side effect. You see, when the blood is going to somewhere other than your head, it will become harder to think. What the spell actually does is make your cock rock hard. Don't fight it. There is nothing you can do about it anyway. You might actually be better off by just starting to jerk your cock, so we can get you harder, faster. So start up and down, up and down, up, continue on your own, but I want you to go in a very fast pace. In the meantime, I'll let you know a little something about the mess that you have brought on yourself by breaking in here. You see, you broke into the temple of the goddess. Men are only allowed as slaves in the temple. Slaves help worship the goddess by offering energy. What energy, you ask? Well, we'll get to that later. Most important right now is you have a cock, so you are a man, and you are in our temple. Therefore, you are a slave. Stroke yourself slower. Do deep, hard, slow strokes all the way to the top and all the way back down. Temple slaves in general are under control of every woman in the temple, but the highest in command is the High Priestess, and I am the High Priestess. Therefore, you are under my control, and I use spells in order to ensure obedience from new slaves. My spell works by getting your cock rock hard. Blood in the cock means no blood in a man's brain, which leaves you willing to do what I say. Oh, you don't believe me when I say that you are under my control? Well, who has been holding his breath on my say-so? Who has been jerking his cock when he's told? You could always stop stroking your cock and run from the temple if you wanted to. You are still here, cock in hand. That must mean that I am in control. Well, of course you would not want to leave. It's just too hard. In fact, start stroking a little faster again. I'd say medium pace. Since you have not stopped stroking and left the temple, that must mean you've accepted your fate as a slave. So let me tell you about the rules as a slave of the temple of the goddess. Stop stroking. I want you to listen to my rules. A little blood left in your brain might help you understand. Afterwards, I might just give you a little reward. The first rule is, obey whatever I say. Since you followed me well until now, I guess we don't have any cause to doubt that for today. You will obey because you want to. You just know it's the right thing to let me control you. Nod your head so I know we are in agreement about the first rule, and we can get to that reward. Good boy. I want you to stroke really fast until I say stop. Really, really fast. 1, 2, 3. For how long will I let you stroke? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Stop.
Well, that was only the first roll. Now, squeeze your balls with your non-dominant hand. So it's starting to hurt just a little until I say so. The next rule deserves your full attention. I do not want stroking getting in the way of that, and a little bit of pain will help you concentrate on the second rule. You do not come without permission. Neither the goddess nor I care if your balls ache or are about to burst. You will not come without permission. Now, stop squeezing your balls. As a little reward for your attention and enduring the pain, you can start stroking again. But remember, do not come. At least for now. Just stop when you feel like you're about to release. Now that you know what rule number 2 is, you probably wonder what the 3rd is. Is there even a 3rd rule? No. And why would there be? Don't you feel that these 2 rules are hard enough to follow anyways? I think so. But wait until you hear about our rituals. Shall I tell you about one of the rituals? The first one is quite easy. It just involves you staying on edge. Every desperate cock makes me happy. Every desperate breath on the edge gives power to the goddess. Now, let's try it out and make the goddess happy. I want you to stroke like you want to come. Hard and fast. You have 20 seconds. I will count down to 0. So get as close as you can when I reach 0. But remember, if you are about to edge early because of the stroking, then stop. No releasing your load. During the stroking, I want you to feel inside yourself. Feel it twitch in your body, behind your dick. Remember the muscle. Now, stroke. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Did you feel it? Did you feel it twitch? Now, wait for yourself to back off the edge, and then start stroking again, slowly. Do you feel desperate already? I want to see you desperate. For the goddess, of course. I know what you think now. Ritual number one is not much fun. Oh. I think you're right. So I will tell you about our second ritual. Oh? You only care if you get to release in the other rituals? Well, you will. But there is a catch. It is exactly like the first ritual, plus you get to blow in the end. But I will only let you know once you are on edge. Oh yes, that is cruel, I know. That is exactly the point. You never know if it is worth it to bring yourself close to the edge. What did you say? That's evil? But that's the only way you can make the goddess really happy. The desperation is just that much better if you believe you can release this time. The angrier the cock, the happier the goddess. More likely your balls are to explode, the more energy we will get for the goddess. Now, let's make the goddess happy once more. Before I tell you if there is anything that would make me allow you to release. Maybe it's something you can do. Start stroking. Remember, you can only come if I say you can after you have reached the edge. Remember, you can only come if I say you can after you have reached the edge. I will simply say, come. If I don't say it, be happy in the knowledge that you have served the goddess. Do not forget that word. Oh, I know you won't. Simple three-character word. Now stroke. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Stop! No, not this time. Back off that edge. Stroke deep and slow for now. Just build up some energy for the goddess. I'll tell you, meanwhile, what you can do to sway me to allow you to release your load. Well, if you are able to avoid that twitch, I do not want you to twitch until I say so. I know you might feel like this is some involuntary reflex of your body, but you can control it. And you will. Oh, why is not twitching so important? Because I want your balls full, and twitching might lead to your releasing. Hold it in. I don't want you to twitch it out. That would show you are unwilling to serve the goddess. Of course, you can't do anything about it oozing out. Speaking of which, is it already oozing? Good. Jerk just a little faster. Another aspect that you have shown is willingness to stop and deny yourself from previous rituals. Of course, you deny yourself, but I want to see that you are happy to serve the goddess. It might be best to say thank you, priestess, if I finish my countdown with something other than that three-letter word. Let's try all that out. Stroke to the edge. Remember, edge at zero. Then I want you to stay at that edge until I tell you to release or to stop. If I say stop, you thank me. Stroke, slave. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Stop. Good boy. But you did so well, didn't you? You did. There's just one last aspect that I left out. You like making the goddess happy. If I let you release, there's no more edging. So really, what's the deal if I edge you a little more? Sometimes I don't let the slaves release for weeks. Makes the goddess just that much more happier. But you want to release, don't you? Well, I suppose then start stroking again. I want you lingering near the edge. That way you produce more energy for the goddess. Who knows? I might just suddenly have enough energy from you to allow you to release by saying that word. Oh, did I see a twitch? Or was that one of the candles flickering? No? Yeah, I thought so. But I want you to make it harder for yourself. The harder, the better. I want your frustration to grow. If you fuck your fist properly, I'll tell you a little more about the temple and your role as a slave here. You want to know about your future fate, don't you? The second I see you not making yourself hard, I might just stop giving you information that might be vital to you living here. Start bucking your hips while I talk. Okay, well, male slaves start out by performing the rituals I have already told you about for a period of time, until he has deemed himself ready for more. Are you stroking yourself hard enough? Let's do a countdown to be sure. Maybe this will be the one. You've been stroking yourself for a while now, and maybe I don't want to tell you about the rest, so I might just let you release. So get yourself close. Of course, on the other hand, I might just be fucking with you. And have already decided to not let you pop. What a dilemma. Now stroke. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. Oh, this is so good. I can see the desperation in your eyes. 20, 19, 18. Are you already straining to keep yourself from blowing? 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. Touch your balls with your other hand. 11, 10, 9, 8. Are they full? Squeeze a little bit. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, harder, 2, 1, stop. Oh, that's just delicious. Stop touching yourself. Take your hands off your cock and hump the air a little. You thought I was going to let you release, didn't you? Well, not yet. I want to see how far you can go. Maybe you would be fit for higher rituals. I would need to know that now. I can only assess that by checking how good you follow my commands. Further rituals, for instance, would require you to meet slave girls here in the temple. Oh yes, of course there are also female slaves. Normal slaves never meet the girls. But if you were deemed obedient enough for the higher rituals, you would meet them daily. Slave girls help me arouse slaves even more. Occasionally, I even let the slave girls fuck the male slaves as a reward for them if they have edged you well. Maybe I would even let them fuck you. That's hope for you, isn't it? Of course, you would only be allowed to finish when I say so. But at least you get to fuck something other than your hand. Start stroking again. You know the deal by now. Get towards that edge, but do not finish without my say-so. Imagine yourself being blindfolded and tied to the bed while a tight pussy just clenches around your cock. You can hear her moaning and the wetness dripping onto your body. She starts to ride you faster, her moans getting deeper and deeper. By now you are just straining to keep from blowing your load. You know that if you ever release without permission, you would never get to feel a cunt around your cock again. Can you hear her moan? She would slow down, but only to push your cock deeper into her. Slow down your strokes till you can barely move your hand. Go long and deep as she would. 10. Yes, another countdown. 9. But you can't come where you stroke so slowly. 8. I do not care. Start begging me. 7. Six. Five. Four. Good. Now I want you to stroke as hard and as fast as you can. Now. Three. Two. Oh, are you getting close? One. Stop. No exploding for you this time. No. Oh, poor slave. You really wanted to release this time, didn't you? You sounded so delicious too. And so, I have an idea. Oh, and it's only gonna put you even more on edge. But I want you to do something first. Squeeze your balls again. Are they full? Keep squeezing. I have enjoyed watching you stroke yourself. So much so that it has started to get me aroused. So why don't we masturbate together? Of course, you would have to close your eyes, since mere slaves are not allowed to see the pussy of the High Priestess. Now, stop squeezing your balls. And close your eyes. Under no circumstances are you allowed to open them. Is that clear? Close your eyes. The same rules will apply, pet. You are not allowed to release unless you are told to. And if I release, I just might be nice enough to allow you to as well. Now, you are going to follow me. I am going to start by playing slowly. So you are going to stroke slowly. And as I speed up my hand, you will have to stroke faster. But I will not babysit you. If you reach the edge, you are to stop. Back yourself off from the edge and continue stroking. Do you understand? Such a good little slave. Stroke faster. Don't you? You would love to lay your eyes upon my pussy. But don't you dare, or the consequences will be dire. You love listening to me, don't you? Is it just getting you closer to the edge? Good. Stroke faster. grip your cock. Stroke your whole length. Stroke your head as well. I want you to stroke as fast as you can, slave. Stroke your cock faster. Such a good slave. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh! 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 Did you open your eyes? Do not think I did not see you. You saw me. You disobeyed a direct order. Stop stroking. You are not allowed to come ever again. And I'm going to make sure of it. But first, I have a little confession. I am the High Priestess, but I am that for a reason. Because I am the goddess herself. I never had any intention of you leaving this room alive. For daring to enter my temple and steal from me. That is an offense that is punishable by death. Have you ever been shocked by electricity? Good. So you know how painful it is. It hurts, doesn't it? That whole area, your nerves just simply explode with pain. Have you ever seen something get struck by lightning? It's so much worse than just a mere little shock. Your whole body explodes in pain. Every nerve ending in your body ignites, and you feel like your body is being shredded. Now, I am the goddess. I can feel your heart. It's beating faster. You feel the adrenaline pumping through your body. You want to run, but you can't. Because I am holding you here, you can't run. Your heart in my grasp, and I will keep it beating, and you will endure every bit of punishment I wish to unleash upon you. It will not be over quickly.